Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, March wheat, 614 and three quarters, down 5 1/4. Soft March, 573 and a quarter, down 6 1/4. March corn, 396 and a half, up 1/4. May, 404 and three quarters, unchanged. July, unchanged as well, 411 and a half, the tick there. December, 419 and a half, down 3/4. January soybeans, 1050, down 2 3/4. March, 1052 and 3/4, down 3 1/2. July, 1063, down 2 3/4. November, 1022 and 3/4, now 1/4, down 2 3/4. January soybean meal, 366.40, down 210. January soybean oil, 33.27, up 29. February live cattle, 166.32 and a half, up 42 and a half. January feeders, 228.05, now 95, make that 227.95, up 230. And February lean hogs are 79.57 and a half, they're up 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we are now ticking it down till Monday's 11 o'clock report release. Trade's muted today. Figure everybody's already positioned and just waiting to see what shoes might drop on Monday.
Well, that seems to be the case, at least right here on Thursday. This morning, though, beans did get a little boost from a decent export sales number. It was down compared to what it has been, which everybody's been expecting sales to begin to slow as the South American crop gets a little closer to being reality. And then USDA did announce another sale for next week's reports of 118,000 tons to China. So beans, but the weakness that we saw in corn and wheat was enough to pull the soybeans off of their higher goal here earlier this morning, and now they're trading a little softer. But everything seems to have, at least in corn's case, it has bounced off its lows. And now kind of fractionally unchanged, you know, a penny lower. And the beans have rallied off their low points, too, and only down a couple to 3 cents or so. So a fairly quiet trade. For the most part, the trade, at least when you look at the trade averages, they don't look for any shockers on production. That doesn't mean that we won't get one, but everybody seems to be fairly close to what USDA issued in November. I think probably the surprise, if there is a surprise in the report, will probably be what USDA uses as seed and residual in soybeans case and feed and residual in corn case. That's what you call unexplained disappearance, that is a place where USDA covers up some of their mistakes that they may have made on acreages or yields, that is probably going to be the big surprise, if there is a big surprise, on what USDA uses as a first quarter disappearance for both corn and soybeans. There's a big controversy yet to kind of be settled as far as what planted acreage numbers are, because the FSA numbers have been lagging historical relationships. But this is the reason that they were lagging is because USDA let people wait to the last minute to report acres because they wanted their people to concentrate on explaining the new farm bill provisions to producers. So my guess is that there will be a surprise or two. It could go either way. We'll see how the market reacts to it. As a rule, once you get the final crop production report out of the way, then the market then basically begins to focus on the next year's crop potentials. And if the soybean market here doesn't want to break, a lot of people have been basically wanting to get the soybean market to break. It really hasn't. It's been in a sideways trading range. If current bean prices stay where they're at, I think the trade will probably worry about new crop corn plantings, and that could become an issue as we get into that February-March time frame when crop insurance prices are set, especially during February.
And would you anticipate then that corn would rally in that time frame?
Well, I think there's an element of worry that corn acres could fall much sharply than what the market really needs them to fall if you want to keep corn prices in this 350, 4.25 price range. If plantings would fall sharply, then, corn prices then would have to, they would float probably up into the 4 to 450 range or so rather than the $3.50 to $4. So that's what the trade is going to be worried about, I think, as we go into the new growing season. And, of course, we don't really have any idea yet what the spring planting weather pattern will be. But that's usually the pivot point here, this January final, where we kind of put the old crop to rest, even though there'll be some controversial numbers there in USDA. They change them as you go into the March report and maybe into the June report. But for the most part, they kind of feel that's the official start of the new crop growing season once we get the final numbers behind us.
Quarterly grain stocks report. Do you have a sense that it may be possible that corn demand, corn disappearance for the quarter is stronger than the trade anticipates?
Well, this is just a rule of thumb that I have observed over the years. It's not 100% accurate, but I always pay attention to. I've been in the opinion that stocks reports are more of an explanation why the market performed the way it performed prior to the report, rather than any indication of what it's going to do after the report. And basically, if you look at the chart patterns, prices rallied from December 1st when the survey was taken, especially in corn, a more dominant uptrend. December was a very strong uptrend. So that would indicate to me that both corn and soybean numbers, if I was going to guess, is the stocks reports will be closer to the lower end of the range than they will be at rather than at the higher end of the range, because the market prices have firmed since that survey was taken. But that's just a guess of mine and an observation that I've observed over the years, that that stocks reports are an explanation of why you went higher or lower rather than whether or not you're going to go higher or lower in the future.
Is there a significant chance in your mindset that the soybean market might break significantly to the downside report day and then continue the trend into the spring?
I'm not looking for a significant break, but if things would turn more favorable in South America, a break is definitely in the cards. But right now we have areas in South America that has too much rain, not enough rain. So it's less than optimum conditions to produce the big yield. So I think people are already beginning to ratchet down maybe that total South American crop. One thing that we haven't talked about that is a danger here for U.S. commodities is, of course, this U.S. dollar. Mm-hmm. We have rallied significantly here over the past 6 months. We're now bumping up against the 2005 high point of 92.65 or 68 or something like that.
Ten
seconds. We had a high here today of 92.53 or so. So if we would start punching that out, then I think that could bring in some new technical buying on the dollar.
Okay.
And that would put some downward pressure on commodity prices.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.